The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. We are staring down trouble. And we don't mind doing it because with David Trainer as our wingman, how could we possibly go wrong? David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. What makes a security attractive? Well, typically it's that, you know, when everybody else is looking at it, they don't quite see what's going on there. And as for what makes something dangerous, well, that would be where you have a security that, well, everybody else is looking at it thinking, oh, it's all good. It's all happy. It's all nice and pretty. David looks at it and says, no, the numbers are misleading.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Exactly. If you want to learn more about how it works, if you want to find out the most attractive and most dangerous stocks, you can go to newconstructs.com, where they blog about their danger zone picks as well, so you can get more information on what we're about to discuss. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Morningstar and advisors that rely too much on Morningstar's research.
Danger, danger.
Okay, so let's be clear here. This is not a call on Morningstar's stock, MORN. This is a call on Morningstar's research and the people who are depending on it?
That's right. A lot of this stems from a bigger picture problem with Morningstar Research that was recently featured, even highlighted in the Wall Street Journal a week or so ago in the form of an article called The Morningstar Mirage, which also went out in a Wall Street Journal email blast, basically pointing out that the star rating has a lot less predictive power than Morningstar would lead you to believe. So we think that's a big issue. And they also pointed out how there are advisors who are, you know, afraid of using Morningstar and moving away from Morningstar because they feel like there's risk there that not only are they not giving their clients their best, but when you're just effectively following the herd, you get in trouble eventually, like, you know, what we saw what happened with the tech bubble.
At the same time, Morningstar has come up with a bunch of different things. I read the journal article. In fact, we talked a little bit about it here on the show. My issue with it was that if you're going to pick on star ratings, well, Morningstar has always said they're descriptive, not predictive. And they've always also maintained that people should not rely on them as like, hey, this is what's going to happen going forward. Now, that said, it's kind of like when somebody says no offense and then they proceed to offend you, right? They've said, oh, they're not predictive. Don't rely on them. We prefer analyst ratings to the star ratings. But they also know that 94% of all money flowing into funds goes into 4- and 5-star funds. So is the moral of the story here that it may or may not be Morningstar, but it is the way that people are using what they're getting, whether it's the way Morningstar intended it or not?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, look, your point about, hey, I don't mean to offend you, but I mean, that's a big part of, you know, yeah, they'll say in some research, by the way, you're not really supposed to use our research in that way. It reminds me of when S&P got busted for all the bad research they did on mortgage-backed securities, and then they published a press release later saying, hey, nobody's ever really supposed to rely on our research, right? This is the world we live in where as long as they disclose, people in the business disclose somewhere that you're not supposed to rely on the research, then you're off the hook, while all the rest of your marketing is basically shoving it down people's throat, telling people that they should rely on it. There's a disconnect there, and I think there are other disconnects that we need to take into account as well, and the fact that Morningstar's research is often really conflicted in the same way that sell-side research is conflicted. Most people don't know that funds that use the Morningstar rating, that advertise the Morningstar rating, have to pay licensing fees to Morningstar in order to do that. So is it Morningstar's best interest to have more clients willing to pay for licensing the rating? Probably. Then there was the big story in the Financial Times about how Bill Gross and PIMCO spent tons of money lobbying the Morningstar analysts for the analyst rating on their fund to make sure it didn't drop and they didn't lose fund flows. And then there's the point you made, Chuck, that such a preponderance of money into funds flows into these 4- and 5-star funds. And that was part of the Wall Street Journal's article as well, that Morningstar is just so dominant, so impactful. And with the lack of independence and with the conflicts and with the lack of performance, whether they really mean to or not, and we can argue both sides of that, they're too big, too dominant, and it's undermining the quality, I think, of investment advice.
Now, we have to point out here that at New Constructs, you guys do evaluate securities. That includes mutual funds. So somebody could use your evaluations instead of Morningstar evaluations. But the flip side of that is your ratings are done differently in that you basically evaluate a fund on the basis completely of its underlying holdings. In other words, a fund is dangerous if it holds dangerous stocks. A fund is good if it holds attractive stocks, regardless of past performance, correct?
That's right. So good point, Chuck. I'm conflicted, too, in everything I'm saying, because we compete against Morningstar because we have ratings as well. We don't really compete against Morningstar because they're sort of out of our league. But yes, our research is a completely different approach. Our forward-looking ratings are forward-looking, but they're not based on past price performance, which is most of what you get from Morningstar and all other fund and ETF research. It's almost all purely technical, right? The future is based on what's happened in the past. We don't really believe that you should look at funds like that any more than you should just look at stocks like that. What we focus on instead is what I think investors really ultimately probably would like to have, not as 100% of their decision process, but at least some part of it, and that is an understanding of the fundamentals of all the holdings in a fund, understanding earnings quality at the fund level, understanding return on invested capital at the fund level, and understanding the valuation in terms of the expectations baked into the valuations of all the stocks held by the fund at the fund level. And just as we think for individual stocks, that kind of information is really a critical part. Again, not 100%, but still not zero, and critical part of understanding the risk-reward of investment. We think it should be the same applies to ETFs and mutual funds. And we just think it's a more, I don't know, natural and higher integrity approach to helping people make intelligent decisions about funds. And it's frustrating when you're up against a giant as big as Morningstar with all the things they do that really are not exactly as people might want, to see that dominance and to see that now they're so big that it's actually having the opposite effect is, I think, is important to point out.
Yeah, I mean, I like Morningstar. I've never hidden the fact that I work a lot with Morningstar folks, but the criticism on the star ratings and the over-reliance on them and how they're used, absolutely in there. And of course, it's always good to point it out. So this week, Morningstar and the people who rely too heavily on their ratings, that is the danger zone pick. David Trainer, thanks as always for joining us on the show.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. For more information, go to newconstructs.com and don't forget to follow them on Twitter. They're at New Constructs. Money Life will be right back after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.